The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All together now.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. But anyway, Ray Stevens, Mike. There you go. The Streak from 1974.
I remember The Streak.
Okay.
I remember The Streak.
You remember the song or remember the fad? Probably both. You were 14.
I don't think I did it.
Nope.
I don't think I ever saw anybody. I remember the fad. Yep. There was some streaking out there on the NFL fields over the arenas, whatever you call it, over the weekend. Have you ever seen four football games that amazing in your life in one weekend?
I have not, and I will tell you, can I take 30 seconds and tell you the degree to which I involved myself in the fad? Not that way. Wouldn't have done
Which
it.
Which fad?
The streaking
the
fad.
The NFL fad?
Yep. No, the streaking fad. 1974, right? The heyday of this. It was the beginning of my senior year. Was the National Honor Society induction, and this is particularly bad because it was a group of which I was already a member. I'm a member of the Honor Society at Crossland High School, Temple Hills, Maryland. I have no idea. That's exactly
how they
clearly needed to beef up security there. And two of my good friends said, we're going to do it. I said, what do you mean? What are you going to do what? We're going to streak the National Honor Society induction. I said, are you in? I said, shoot, no. What are you, nuts? And they said, okay, then we need you to do something. We need you to work the door. We have an auditorium. And so what happened was at that night, not during the actual induction thing, but some poor young girl was like performing a song on acoustic guitar as two of my buddies ran through a door that I held open for them. I waited. They were a couple of minutes late. It was dry. There were no cell phones in 1974. And I waited for them, and they poured out of that car, had a getaway car waiting at the other end of the auditorium, ran through the back of a darkened auditorium. Number of people who actually saw them is virtually zero, or maybe one, and maybe it was me as the only human being. But they yelled and whooped and hollered and covered about 30 yards from one right rear door to the left rear door and did the streaking phenomenon at the National Honor Society induction. I was thus part of it. I was not proud. But it's a funny story today, though.
It is a funny story, and you were complicit in a scandalous act.
I absolutely was. That's and
if, you better
and,
be careful.
If that was that's the worst thing I did in high school. It was a pretty good run in high school. But listen, you are completely right, and I told everybody. I know there are people listening right now. Football, screw football. I'll never watch again. And you know what? I'm not going to argue with anyone. There are people for whom the kneeling, and it's funny because that doesn't mean that I was not offended by the kneeling or that I'm not repelled by the social justice slogans in the end zone. It's kind of Mike Gallagher logic. You say, okay, am I going to let this drive me away from something I love? And some people's answer is yes. And I salute their decision and understand their decision. I decided, you know what, if they're going to stop the kneeling, I'm going to come back. And man, were people who came back rewarded yesterday. Tom Brady gone, Aaron Rodgers gone, and poor Buffalo losing in overtime without touching the ball.
If you love football, and I echo exactly what you're saying, I totally respect somebody who says this is a league that, like baseball, like basketball, every pro sport has a degree of wokeness to it. And you either say, okay, I'm going to run from that, I'm turning it off, I'm not going to pay for it, or you say, I'm not going to let, pardon my language, those bastards run me out of enjoying life and what I enjoy. I like theater. I like movies. I like entertainment. Good luck going to any of that if you want to avoid
exactly
those
right.
who are woke in those industries. But it gives me enjoyment. It gives me pleasure. Football, again, a national sport. This is uniquely American. And they are calling this weekend the greatest NFL weekend of all time.
That's correct. With Bills Chiefs being maybe a top five greatest games ever.
I couldn't believe it.
And
the Bills Chiefs game, that unlike my poor Tampa Bay Bucks, and there's a lot of mourning going on here in Tampa Bay. Wow, what a heartbreaking loss, because everybody was like, He's going to do it again.
We're going to cruise. They were down 27-3, managed to get 27-27, driving to go into overtime. They're in, yep. Brady at home in overtime. You got this.
Yep.
Except for two words. Those words are Matthew Stafford, Highland Park's own, engineering a 3-second drive, whatever that was, to get him in position for the winning field goal. But for everybody with their heads hanging in Tampa Bay, you know Tom Brady will not let his career end that way. He'll be back at 45 and still be a top five quarterback, and I would not bet against him in getting into the next Super Bowl.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and it was fun. I thank goodness for Delta having DirecTV working on the plane. I came back from Vegas over the weekend. Check this out. And I was in Vegas. It's a little chilly in Florida. It's like in the 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. I go through Minneapolis.
It looks like
the tundra. The pilot says, now we're going to be landing in a little bit of snow, which I never like. I'm thinking, okay, that's it. This is where it ends. We're going to slid right off into the cliff. And it is a snowstorm in Minneapolis.
Can I ask you? I mean, I have rudimentary geographic knowledge. You're in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You're in Vegas. Yep. Your destination is Tampa.
Tampa,
Why are you in Minnesota?
Not a lot of easy flights from Tampa to Vegas,
what?
I found
Those
out.
Those are two huge American destinations.
It's the weirdest thing. It's Delta. I mean, normally you go through Atlanta because everything on Delta goes through Atlanta. I'm going to tick off a lot of listeners, but I still think Delta is by far and away the best airline in the country. I know they got some wokeness, too, but as far as getting me from A to B and flights on time and friendly people, Southwest probably leads the way in terms of friendly employees and flight attendants and gate agents and all that. But Delta, I think it's a Florida thing. You know, when I was in Dallas, I was mostly American. But anyway, there's not a lot of direct flights. In fact, there's no nonstops. You got to go through some
from Vegas to Tampa. I can understand. Nope. I can understand Charleston, West Virginia to Reno, but Vegas
not
to
one.
Tampa,
not a one. In fact, going to Vegas, I had to go, Mr. Geography Boy.
Yeah,
Tampa. New York, Vegas. Now, talk about a loop.
Let's fly 19 northeast hours on a plane. To go substantially northwest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so anyway, we landed in this snowstorm, and I'm thinking, holy Moses, I'm looking out the window. I mean, it did. It looked like I was looking for the abominable snowman.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I mean, are they de-icing the wings? Or
an hour and a half late because they had to come out. They roll you out into the they have a de-icing area in Minneapolis because, of course, they do. Uh-huh. And they take the plane over to an area, and then you hear the...
And I know that's fine. It's fine. Planes take off when it's 3 below all the time. I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
It made me a little nervous, but took off fine. Watched the game. All is well. We're back in the studios here in Tampa. By the way, speaking of people not worrying about nervous flying conditions, will be most of the NBC announcers and hosts for the Olympics. Did you see they're not sending... They're not doing... anything from Beijing.
I first heard that ESPN had made that decision last week, and now NBC, the network actually carrying them, have said we're going to be watching stuff on a
NBC,
video wall.
They're going to be in their studio, the NBC headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut, which I think isn't that where ESPN is too?
That's Bristol. But
Bristol, Connecticut. You're right. Thank you, Mr. Geography.
Well, and I know where it is too.
So the NBC will not be sending the majority of their hosts to Beijing. Now, they claim, you guess what the reason is?
COVID?
Yes. That's their official reason.
They're certainly not going to protest the communist Chinese regime. I mean, what are you expecting?
I mean, it can't be. Is it COVID or is it really people understanding that there's a lot of us that are disgusted with the Olympics being in China?
Well, if that's it, then they don't care. They don't care one whit about that.
They don't care about COVID. No. What do they care about? No, listen. Most normal people are through caring about COVID.
But that's normal people. TV networks are not run by normal people. Broadcasting, national broadcasting, may not be done by normal people in many cases.
So what do you? So I mean, here's their explanation. Molly Solomon, NBC's head of the Olympics, said in a statement, "Something significant has changed virtually every day for the last 3 months. This will continue during the Olympics with COVID's changing conditions." And China's zero tolerance policy is just an added layer of complexity to all of this. So that's why we are split between the two cities.
You know, I got to tell you, if let's take it away from national broadcasting or the Olympics and all the emotions and everything like that. Do you want to go to China right now? And even if you're not that concerned about
China. If it was my job.
Well, that wasn't really my question. Is would you want to? And the other thing is, it's China. I mean, I'd go to Vegas. I'd go to Toronto. I'd go to wherever. But who knows what kind of bizarre variant might be rearing its head in the Beijing suburbs.
Mark, would you knock it off?
And they're not telling
us.
And they're not telling us.
Oh, Mark, you gotta stop this.
Well, stop what? Distrust of the Chinese?
Being so afraid of a virus.
Well, that's just it. The American, I know the American situation. I understand the American situation. I don't trust the Chinese as far as I can throw them.
Well, you don't trust them. If you're a sports announcer, this is what you live for.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
good point. Would I want to? Of course I'd want to.
If I'm the Bob Costas,
which you ain't doing anymore, but if I, you know, whatever, sure.
No, but if you're some announcer, that's what you do. This, it's a weird, it's just a bizarre thing. By the way, can I just take a moment and salute Judge Jeffrey Brown? Texas comes to the rescue again. A Texas federal judge blocking the Biden's order over the weekend. Friday, I guess this broke, but it's worth reporting that free states like Florida, states like Texas that have the common sense that our listeners have, that you and I have, my gosh, it's great to see it. The ruling by Judge Jeffrey Brown stated that the order amounts to a presidential mandate that all federal employees consent to vaccination against COVID-19 or lose their jobs. Because the president's authority is not that broad, the court will enjoin the second order's enforcement. So this Texas judge blocking this is such... Mark, you ought to read this essay that a guy from Canada wrote about vacationing in Florida. It's so classic because he's amazed at how free Florida is compared to the way Canada is locked down.
Know who else? There was another incredible golden moment from Bill Maher on Real Time. He's talking to Barry Weiss. And he's sitting there saying, you know, I've done some gigs in Florida. I've been all over the country. When I go to Florida, it just feels different. It feels free. And he doesn't like DeSantis. Maher is a classical liberal in the way liberals used to be, just left of center and not quite crazy. And said that if you take a look at the per 100,000 cases, you know, Massachusetts and West Virginia are there at 10-11. You can't imagine more dissimilar policies. And Florida is doing better than New York and New Jersey. So what are we to conclude from this? It was a golden moment.
And meanwhile, we're going to have a heartbreaking tribute to this slain rookie officer in New York, Jason Rivera. A video has surfaced of him trying to inspire young people to do right by people. A young man, 22 years old, two cops killed in New York. A cop killed in Houston at a traffic stop. Here we go again. More incredible, heartbreaking deaths. These defund the police clowns. It's time for them. Somebody wrote this column, and I'm going to quote it. Time's up for them. Time's up for demonizing cops. Time's up for vilifying them. And what did they do after these two slain police officers in New York? It's the gun. We got gun violence.
Of course it is.
We got to get guns. This guy in New York stole a gun in 2017 from Maryland. What the heck kind of law do you want to pass to prevent a gun? And then he modified the gun illegally, making it kind of a semi-automatic or an automatic. Did you see the picture of that thing?
I did.
It looked like something John Dillinger used.
I know.
And he burst out of that door and assassinated these two cops. Well, one of them still fighting for his life. The other cop, young guy, died. And as bizarre as Byron York tweeted out, bizarre. It's like the car that killed people at the Waukesha Parade.
That's it.
They blame the inanimate objects rather than the people, and most of all, rather than the permissive policies the Democrats support, letting criminals roam the streets.
Precisely.
And it's real
right.
simple,
and
Mark.
In our last 60 seconds, ready to handle something that we may do all week and maybe all year on and off. You ready? It's
ready.
I'll make it a yes or no with a paragraph of illumination from you.
Ready.
Does the tension in Ukraine, the notion of Russia, an incursion, minor or major, is that worth one drop of American blood and one dime of American treasure?
If you can tell me why we have any business going to war with Russia, I'm all in. I'd like to know what that argument would be. And other than the Lindsey Grahams of the world who seem to want us to be in war everywhere, I don't get it. And you know what? We wouldn't be in this mess with Trump at the helm. I can promise you, Putin is slapping Joe Biden around.
Breaking my own rule, because why is that? I think you're right, but why is that?
Because Donald Trump exuded leadership, right, and they were respectful, if not fearful, of him. Mm-hmm. Putin wasn't going to play around with Trump. He is playing around with Biden, and he is slapping him around like a punching bag. He is messing with Biden. He prompted Biden to say, "Well, now a minor incursion would be all right. They had to walk that back." He's a clown. We have no respect worldwide. Our standing has fallen dramatically. What kind of problems did we have? Anything similar to this in the four years of Donald Trump?
Even North Korea. And if I'm hearing you right,
thank you.
If we're sitting here in relative harmony, that we do not want to invest American blood and treasure in Ukraine. The best way to not have to is to project strength from the presidency so that Putin doesn't make us.
Amen. That's right? Exactly right. But again, we'll all try that exercise. If somebody can tell us why we need to go to war over Ukraine, I'm all in. Happy Monday, my friend.
Phones. Happy Monday, Mike. He's back in Florida, ready to roll. Mike Gallagher today at 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.